Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code? Thank you to assist you, please.
Yes. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling on behalf of a cardholder, and their zip code is 46574.
46574. And their first and last name, please.
First name is Dean. It's D as in dog, E A N as in Nancy, and the last name is Luther. It's L-U-T-H-E-R.
I do see a name with that account, and the address is starting with 27. Are you able to verify, please, for security?
Yes, 27125 Tyler Road, Walkerton, Indiana.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the information to come up. And you're Jenny?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
The computer is taking its sweet time, but it's coming.
Okay, I understand that. I understand that.
Okay, I do see Mr. Luther's information here. Give me 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Now, I'm listening to you. This is dealing with an account with a $5.74 sweepstakes to try to win a toolbox, and then the account itself has several items on it. It's a bundle with an online discount store where you're paying membership every month, as well as a fitness app. So how may I assist Jenny?
All right. I just basically wanted to call and see if he did participate, and then I'm going to deny the dispute on my side. Did he by chance, if I gave you a phone number, could you tell me if he used that when he signed up?
That he what, please? If he used that phone number?
Yeah. Could I read that off to you?
Yes.
All right. I have 219-877-9244.
Mm-hmm. And may I say, Jenny, the company offers, so that there isn't a dispute, the company offers a good faith exchange where while you're on the phone as a witness, you get to say we will drop the dispute. And in addition, on behalf of the customer, you're able to request whatever they're requesting, or they can come on with you. The company does do that good faith exchange.
Well, I can tell you I don't plan on doing any type of dispute with MasterCard. I just was going to go on here and deny it, and we won't be getting involved. If I had the customer call back in, could you guys talk about any type of a refund?
No, it would have to be with you on the phone.
Okay.
Either you do it right now for them on their behalf, or you do it with them.
There's only two people in my department, and I have about 10 other raffle disputes to call on, and we're not allowed to talk with the cardholder. They're on the front line, and they deal with the front line only. We're just not staffed enough, so all I can do then for him is just deny the dispute and tell him to reach out to you guys for more information on what
he signed up for. He cannot reach out. It doesn't work. Okay, well, we'll see. Okay.
Well, he could call you guys just to talk about what he signed up for. I'm not saying a refund.
I will actually make note. That might be able to work. I will see with our team. But if I write an official word that you are not doing the dispute, then they may still be able to request. So I will put that on the notes.
Okay,
Jenny?
And there's only two people in my department. I'm the only one working on the dispute. So it's just me, and I'm not doing anything because I call on these raffles and subscriptions all the time, so I know how they work. But a lot of people say they call and couldn't get through and that whole thing, and every time I call, I get through. So I just wanted to make sure that I could get information and find out, you know, what he signed up for. So I'm denying it, and I'll let him do more research about what he did once I send an email to the front line.
Make it clear to him all he has to do is call and ask for the refund. But letting you know, we've talked longer than we should, and in the future for you to know, it's just a two-second thing on behalf of the customer where you just get to say, refund and ABC, and we just do it right now. Like that's how it works.
Okay.
So in the future for you to know. So If he's going to request instead of your requesting, I'll put in his notes. But in the future, for you to know, you can just request and then get off.
Okay.
Okay.
But he would have to be on the phone with me, though?
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You can just right now request. That's what I'm trying to say. Or you can, like, I'm trying to make you, let you know how simple it is.
Yeah, that would be nice. Can we still do that, or?
Yeah, I was just getting off the phone quickly so that, because you had to go, because I understand. You had two people. So what request is, what refund is requesting?
Okay. He is disputing 6732 and 5695 twice. So there's three. He didn't say anything about the first charge, the small one.
Okay, and I will quickly, and now this is where it's going to take time, and I apologize because it's several months. So I need to confirm because you're the bank, if I can just simply do all those charges from the different months, because I'm really just allowed 1 month, or if I have to switch you, then if it's because of time, then I'm asking them right now.
Okay, sounds good. I think that's generous, even if you just did 1 month. I don't
doing it right now.
Like something he signed up for it. So,
well, yeah, you have to sort of look at how these things are done. So it's very interesting how it works. I'll be right with you. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going really fast and honoring your time.
Oh, I understand.
Let me see. And the amount you're saying for. Okay. I'm still here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Almost done. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So while I'm getting that answer and refunding, just letting you know, ma'am, in general, and it's a great thing for the banks since they represent the customer. It's a great thing for the banks to learn about these type of online businesses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I've probably called on 200 of them in the last month.
Right, and if you understand them, you understand how it becomes a problem for the customer and confusing because it's electronics, and most of your demographics are like 60, 70, 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so then computer stuff's happening and buttons are being pushed and results are happening that are not planned.
Yeah, and they're not reading and terms unseen. And conditions. And...
Yeah, they don't know what's happening. So it's not, so they're in a process, but, and it looks at the end like they've done an order, but they don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all crazy because in their head, they've gone for one product and they've ended up doing four and it's electronics.
Yeah.
And it becomes very confusing. But and you can't really prove that, right? Because they just look like they've done an order, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
They can't, there's nothing to say. So that's just for your side knowledge on how some of this happens. And I'm about to finish with the refund. The lady is responding. So we can get you off.
And what I know is they really don't read the terms and conditions because I've been in this dispute department for about 10 years. And
yes,
then
ma'am.
These raffles over the last year, the raffles have really taken over from, it used to be like the weight loss pills and the CBD gummies and stuff like that. And now it's more like the raffles and they just are not reading what they're signing up for. And then they're like, I didn't sign up for a fitness app. That's what they always say. But it's like, you didn't read the terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. Well, you get that one promotion sentence that says, you know, you've won this and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And that's old school. That's how it was. You know, you didn't know there's now like five conditions behind, you know, behind that promotional sentence. So they're like, no, I did not do that. You know,
you're so right. But a lot of times they even try to say, I think it's just because they want their money back. A lot of times they just say, I didn't sign up for anything. I haven't purchased anything. I haven't tried to get online. They'll just say they haven't done anything. And it's like, no, you know, you've done something because usually you guys have their email address, their phone number, their address, their name. So it's just, you know, I think they just get scared and just say, no, I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And that's when we have to follow up because we don't want to get MasterCard involved in all this stuff. And when it's somebody, you know, when they're participating, they got to know what they're doing. So maybe it'll make them more leery in the future after, you know.
Well, you have to give education. You know, I find myself giving education as a part of the journey. May I say to you, Ms. Jenny, very quickly? Yes. So it is the November, the ones that you've told me they want as a refund is the October. So you said 6732, remind me please, 5695. Mm-hmm. And then what else?
And then there was one more 5695 and it was in September.
So letting you know, this is the choice you have right now. I'm either transferring you to deal with the 5695 and the 5695 there from two prior months, or because I'm already refunding 6732 and 3999 of November.
Oh, he didn't even bring that one up. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
That's a November charge. But then you can have them call back unless you want to be transferred and complete from the supervisor getting the other refund. Which one do you want to do while you're on? It's up to you.
You can transfer me.
Okay. So the best to you, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
I'm transferring you now in about one more minute. Let me finish. I'm documenting everything. As you know, everything's a documentation.
Yes.
And and thank you so much.
I appreciate your time. And
I hope you're welcome,
have a good rest of the day, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You too. Yeah. We're on a journey, aren't we?
Yes, we are every day.
It's amazing how such a job can affect so much in people's lives. You know, it's woof.
Yes, like, you know, sometimes it's not even about the job. It's just about, like, I don't know. I'm sure you deal with people who could be having, like, one of the worst days ever. And then, you know, it's just your demeanor and your kindness, I'm sure, has helped other people. So.
Wow, you are so saying it. Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it is.
And when you start waking up how precious that is, it's true. Then you're like, okay, I better really get my head in this game because these are real people.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
My dad had prostate cancer earlier this year, and it was like the first time I ever thought about losing him, and it was just one, I don't know, it's just one of those things. You know, when things get real, you're like, oh,
yes.
Life is very precious. Mm-hmm. And people matter and all that. So.
Yes. Yes. No, you're saying it. You're saying it. I tell you, they should have a customer service like a podcast.
They should.
Okay, I'm here finishing this quickly. Because I'm about to transfer you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
You just put this in quickly. Okay. It's amazing how noting everything is so serious. So I'm almost finished to get you.
Oh, I'm currently doing the same thing.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Let's see here. Are you there?
I am. Yep.
Oh, okay. Good. Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay, let's see, the 6732. Boy, I tell you, my content. Okay, let's see, 39.
I'm having headset
okay.
issues.
My
headset's
okay?
beeping at me. Yeah, my headset's beeping at me. I might need to plug this in.
Okay, I'm transferring you.
Okay.
Okay, what are you saying to me?
My headset that I'm wearing, it's getting low on battery. It must not have charged
correctly
on the...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So let's get...